As we have been hearing from Mary there, ministers are deciding on that package of supports for businesses in the Midlands affected by those localised restrictions. Businesses in Kildare, Laois and Offaly are expected to benefit. Now, Clannard Court Hotel in Athy in Kildare is one of the many businesses in those counties which has had to close again due to those localised restrictions. And I've been speaking to the hotel's managing director, Mary Fennin Byrne, before coming on air.
Justin, we're a 45-bedroom hotel. We have we specialise, I suppose, in family events and weddings, but and leisure business as well. We have a fantastic garden ballroom, do the best of weddings, and we have just opened our new garden spa. So we really want to get up and going with that, and we want to see how it operates. We really can't wait to get that going.
How difficult has your business been over the last couple of weeks?
We got the word last Friday, Justin, that the local lockdown was happening. And I suppose it was massive shock. And we weren't prepared for it. We had bought in about €10,000 worth of supplies on the Thursday and Friday, ready for a busy weekend and a busy week ahead. August we were up to 80% occupancy, so it was fantastic. So to pull that on Friday evening was... It was soul-destroying.
And are you worried that there's more to come?
Look, I'm hopeful. I'm the eternal optimist. I'm hopeful that we'll be back up and going. But of course, there's always that at the back of your mind. And so we need to be informed by NPHET and the HSE as to how things are going and what to expect. But of course, you'd be slightly worried.
How much damage has been done to your business?
I suppose to our business has never looked as well or been as well prepared, but it's the knock-on effect. Obviously, we've lost 3 weekends of our harvest trade, I would call it, the best 3 weekends of the year, and they're the 3 weekends that keep you going into the leaner months of the year. I suppose you could say we're like the squirrels with the acorns. We gather them in August, and it helps us, keep going for the lean times in November and the early part of December. But I suppose now we have to wonder, we've lost a lot of bookings. Obviously, we've lost everything for August, but, we've had cancellations into September. And so we need to give people the hope that we're going to be back up, we're going to be going, and everything will be as it was.
The Cabinet is considering a top-up grant now to the existing restart grant. Did you avail of the restart grant?
We did avail of the restart grant, Justin. Absolutely, we availed of it, and it was a great help, and we were able to invest in the best of PPE and sanitising equipment. We actually went as far as buying a UVC machine, which we put into each room for 15 minutes after the guest departs. We then sealed the room, so that room has been 100% sanitised, and this UVC machine, which is used in, I think it's used in theatres, hospital theatres, it completely deactivates any virus, any potential virus. So we went over and above our call of duty with regards being prepared.
What do you make then of this additional top-up that's being examined or considered by the Cabinet today?
I think it's great. Look, we need everything, but mostly what we need is we need a comfort blanket for when the banks are back looking for their repayments in October. You know, the six month holiday on loans finishes at the end of September. So what we need is cash in the bank in order to continue trading. It's cash flow. We need supports that will ensure that we can keep everybody on the payroll, that we can ensure employment. This is hard on everybody. It's hard on the staff. It's hard on every single business in Kildare, Laois and Offaly. And yes, the restart grant is fantastic. It's wonderful. It's very welcome. But unfortunately, it won't be enough to keep the hospitality sector going. We've lost the best 3 weeks of the year.
That is Mary Fennin Byrne, Managing Director of Clannard Court Hotel, speaking to me a short time ago.